Welcome once again to Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We got about 60 minutes left. So glad you're joining me on this special Poetry Month edition of Upfront Soul. If you'd like to keep in touch with Upfront Soul, you can do so on social media. I'm out there on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for Upfront Soul. We love to hear from you. We've been getting some great requests and some really wonderful notes from you all, and it just makes everything I do so much more meaningful when I know you are digging it. We're going to get started with some more great horns, hearkening back to our interview with U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo, who is an excellent saxophone player. We'll start out with Anthony Joseph, something brand new from him, from his album, The Rich Are Only Defeated When Running for Their Lives. We're going to hear Calling England Home.
Been here since 1949. West London jaw grind, take it easy. We saw him, you saw him, walking along the canal last night. And what a joy to buck up upon him at the carnival today. To hear him speak about the dancers and the bands at the Paramount. The spots you couldn't mix with white in or dance in. Remembering London. How we been slapped so hard with the lash. Sam Selvon say. And it take him 60 years before he could call England. Time longer than twine. So long ago, he don't remember being a child. Just a suit and steamer trunk upon a ship which took a good 6 weeks to cross. We sat at his kitchen table and I filmed him on the sly, but he wasn't saying much. At least nothing I could put in a poem. Instead, he showed me photographs. With the dashiki and the fez, with Michael X at the ambience. Yeah. Outside, the night came in, and we had moved so far away from calling England. Longer than home. since 1989. Remember halls then in the springtime? I used to walk from Cricklewood to Marylebone High Street to cut up meat, to punch out door. I was never asked to wait tables or to serve scones or coffee. I worked in the basement. But I soon learned to tie my apron in a way which retained some dignity. And in my first summer above the corner shop, I listened to Rare Groove on pirate radio. I was flung so far from any notion of nation. How long do you have to live in a place before you can call it
woman, when you are brown, when you are brave, when you walk over glass like water, when you know your eyes are borrowed like time, when you peel off your skin for the very first time. Fear is never in style in the Mecca of the blue. Fear never lives in the gut of the new. You want home. And I just want to build my home. You want homes. And I just want love in my hands. You want homes. And I'm not interested in fans. You love me inside my magic. And I just want you to see you already had it. It is in the telling when someone asks. It is the way he holds the glass, licks the surface, examines without touching. It is the way our energy takes over rooms. It is the subtle conversation. It is the freedom of emancipated language. It is the words scribbled inside my skin. It is the curve of the line, the beauty of the lie. Stories passed down through generations of pain and pride. Ocean and tide. Water remembers. Water returns. African mermaids blending with dark sand. It is the danger of the dance. The upright heart of the bass. The dice rolled drum, the cymbal tease. The last laugh, the addiction to this moment. Where else did I put it? Don't know where to put it. Place it, bury it deep in my chest, back of my throat. Where should I hide it on this stage? Should I give it to you? Here is my honesty, my work undressed. Legs stretched across piano, traded like cattle, raped like animal, left for dead, sucked dry from inspiration. In love with the idea of living long enough to simply write about it. Push it out my body and watch my son slowly grow into it. You said you wanted home. Now what you gonna do with it? Huh? Etta, Abby, Whitney, Billy, Nina, Phyllis, how much time you got? I'm a body of clocks. I'm the master of mics. I'm the metaphor for survival. I'm the gold they use to build their churches. A beautiful idea to flirt with, but who shall I marry? The moonlight, the sunrise, the white dove, the wolf, an eastern wind, this music, a prayer. How many babies we gonna make inside a song? Which revolution, which nation shall we rule? The island of the spirit world, the beauty of the believers, the carpenters, the men who build the dreamer, placed you on the front line of their planet. One day, the stars will line up between breath and ink and voice, between reality and choice.
Else even cared.
Keeping all these dreams.
things. Proving nature's laws wrong is learn how to walk without having feet.
To breathe the fresh air.
It came from concrete.
To breathe the fresh air. To breathe the fresh air. To breathe the fresh air.
See, you wouldn't ask why the roads that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roads. This is the concrete. And these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how.
Blending jazz and hip-hop with poetry in this first set of the second hour of Upfront Soul, Tupac and Nikki Giovanni reading his poem, The Rose That Grew From Concrete. Jessica Kerr Moore in the middle featuring Roy Ayers with You Want Poems from Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James. And we started out with a brand new release from Anthony Joseph. We heard Calling England Home from The Rich Are Only Defeated When Running For Their Lives. One of the most famous poems set to music is Strange Fruit, which was written by Abel Meeropol. It's been primarily associated with Billie Holiday over the years, but recently Betty LeVette released a wonderful, powerful version of it on her album Blackbird. Let's hear Betty LeVette with Strange Fruit here on Upfront Soul.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scenes of the gallant south. Bulging eyes and twisted mouths. The scent of magnolias, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burnt flesh.
Bitter rock.
bitter crop. It's a bitter crop. It's a bitter crop.
What is Africa to me? Copper sun or scarlet sea? Jungle star or jungle tract? Strong bronze men or regal black women from whose loins I sprang when the birds of Eden sang? 1 3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved, spicy groves, cinnamon trees, what is Africa to me? So I lie, who all day long want no sound except the song sung by wild barbaric birds, goading massive jungle herds, juggernauts of flesh that pass, trampling tall defiant grass, where young forest lovers lie, plighting troth beneath the sky. So I lie, who always hear, though I cram against my ear both my thumbs and keep them there, great drums throbbing through the air. So I lie, whose fount of pride, dear distress and joy allied, is my somber flesh and skin, with the dark blood dammed within, like great pulsing tides of wine, that I fear must burst the fine channels of the chafing net, where they surge and foam and fret. Africa, a book one thumbs listlessly till slumber comes. Unremembered are her bats circling through the night, her cats crouching in the river reeds, stalking gentle flesh that feeds by the river brink. No more does the bugle-throated roar cry that monarch claws have leapt from the scabbards where they slept. Silver snakes that once a year doff the lovely coat you wear, seek no covert in your fear lest a mortal eye should see. What's your nakedness to me? Here no leprous flowers rear fierce corollas in the air. Here no body sleek and wet, dripping mingled rain and sweat, tread the savage measures of jungle boys and girls in love. What is last year's snow to me? Last year's anything. The tree budding yearly must forget how its past arose or set. Bough and blossom, flower, fruit, even what shy bird with mute wonder at her travail there, meekly labored in its hair. 1 3 centuries removed from the scenes his fathers loved, spicy groves, cinnamon tree, what is Africa to me?
White seas rhyme white and gold. brigands, ungentle, icicle bold, took her young daughters, sold her strong sons, churched her with Jesus, led her with guns. Thus she has lain. Now she is rising. Remember her pain. Remember the losses, her screams loud and vain. Remember her riches, her history slain. Now she is striding, although she had lain. She is rising. Remember her pain. Remember the losses, her screams loud and vain. Remember her riches, her history slain. Now she is striding, although she had lain.
That was Maya Angelou reciting Africa. Took that from a great musical project called Caged Bird Songs, putting her poems to music, the great Maya Angelou. Here on this Poetry Month edition of Upfront Soul, we heard County Cullen reading Heritage. In the background, we heard Miles Davis, Once Upon a Summertime, from Quiet Nights. And at the top of the hour, Betty Levette's version of Strange Fruit, a poem written by Abel Mirapol. That's on her most recent album, Blackbird. Next on Upfront Soul, we're going to hear Lift Every Voice and Sing, a poem written by James Weldon Johnson, set to music by his brother John. It's also known as the Black National Anthem. We'll hear it sung by Kim West.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought.
I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, "Eat in the kitchen then." Besides, they'll see how beautiful we are and be ashamed. I too am America.
Thank you. the choppers, built on black labor. The blacks were not doing it out of love. He was doing it under the whip. The threat of the gun, and the even more desperate and subtle threat of the Bible.
And Sherman there with They've Always Known. Some James Baldwin set to music. Langston Hughes reading his poem I, Too, with Eddie Harris in the background. The 1974 blues. Eddie Harris has been getting a lot of love. People writing in, Mac, and also Peter on the fishing vessel, Carol Ann, really digging the Eddie Harris lately. Boy, are we ever happy to keep playing him for you. And at the very top of the hour, we heard Kim Weston with Lift Every Voice and Sing, also known as the Black National Anthem, a poem written by James Weldon Johnson, music by his brother John. We're going to hear Sweet Honey in the Rock, with Khalil Gibran's On Children, celebrating poetry here on Upfront Soul.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. For they have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you.
Yeah. 1 ounce of truth benefits, like ripples on a pond. 1 ounce of truth benefits, like a ripple on a pond.
You can't stop a mountain from standing on your toes. You can't stop the sunrise from Manhattan or Rome. You can't stop the revolution from ringing like bells. And you can't stop me from being myself. You can't stop this message from blooming in the hills. You can't stop the harvest from feeding who it will. You can't stop this feeling from going below the belt. And you can't stop me from being myself. Not you, not your courts, not your rules, not your hatred, not your history, not your schemes, not your deception, not your collusion, not your lies, 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 not your lies. You cannot stop this mountain from seeing all of your storms. You cannot stop this sunrise from the gilding of your thorns. You can't stop this revolution from ringing like bells. And you can't stop me from being myself.
Toussaint St. Negritude with All Green Lights on this special Poetry Month edition of Upfront Soul. In the middle, we heard Nikki Giovanni again, this time reading her own work with the New York Community Choir. Like a Ripple on a Pond, from an album of the same name. And we started out with Sweet Honey in the Rock, with Khalil Gibran's On Children. Nikki Giovanni happens to be one of my all-time favorite poets. I've loved her since I was a kid. This time we're going to hear her poem Ego Tripping, performed by Blackalicious from their album Nia. You got Upfront Soul.
I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son Hannibal an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built Newark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would save. I sowed diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
For my people everywhere, singing their slave songs repeatedly, their dirges and their ditties, and their blues and jubilees, praying their prayers nightly to an unknown god, bending their knees humbly to an unseen power. For my people, lending their strength to the years, to the gone years and the now years and the maybe years. Washing, ironing, cooking, scrubbing, sewing, mending, hoeing, plowing, digging, planting, pruning, patching, dragging along, never gaining, never reaping, never knowing, and never understanding. For my playmates in the clay and dust and sand of Alabama backyards, playing baptizing and preaching and doctor and jail and soldier and school and mama and cooking and playhouse and concert and store and hair and Miss Chumbi and company. For the cramped, bewildered years we went to school to learn to know the reasons why and the answers to and the people who and the places where and the days when. In memory of the bitter hours when we discovered we were black and poor and small and different and nobody cared and nobody wondered and nobody understood. For the boys and girls who grew in spite of these things to be man and woman, to laugh and dance and sing and play and drink their wine and religion and success, to marry their playmates and bear children and then die of consumption and anemia and lynching. For my people thronging 47th Street in Chicago and Lenox Avenue in New York and Rampart Street in New Orleans. Lost, disinherited, dispossessed, and happy people filling the cabarets and taverns and other people's pockets. Needing bread and shoes and milk and land and money and something, something all our own. For my people walking blindly, spreading joy, losing time being lazy, sleeping when hungry, shouting when burdened, drinking when hopeless, tied and shackled and tangled among ourselves by the unseen creatures who tower over us omnisciently and laugh. For my people blundering and groping and floundering in the dark of churches and schools and clubs and societies, associations and councils and committees and conventions, distressed and disturbed and deceived and devoured by money-hungry, glory-craving leeches, preyed on by facile force of state and fad and novelty, by false prophet and holy believer. For my people standing staring, trying to fashion a better way from confusion, from hypocrisy and misunderstanding, trying to fashion a world that will hold all the people, all the faces, all the Adams and Eves, and their countless generations. Let a new earth rise. Let another world be born. Let a bloody peace be written in the sky. Let a second generation full of courage issue forth. Let a people loving freedom come to growth. Let a beauty full of healing and a strength of final clenching be the pulsing in our spirits and our blood. Let the martial songs be written. Let the dirges disappear. Let a race of men now rise and take control.
Nat Turner, B.C., Gabriel, Clinton, to mention a few names, you know. fiery rage. Strong were their hearts, noble their cause, and great was the price they paid. Blessed are those who struggle. Oppression is worse than the grave.
Ending our Poetry Month edition of Upfront Soul with The Last Poets with my favorite drummer, Bernard Purdy. Blessed are those who struggle, from Delight the Garden. Margaret Walker reading her poem For My People with Reuben Wilson behind her with the Inner City Blues. And we started out with Blackalicious, bringing us Ego Tripping, a poem by Nikki Giovanni from their album Nia. Thank you so much for joining me once again on Upfront Soul. I hope you have enjoyed the poetry and the music. We do hope you'll stay tuned. Tune in again next time. And always do remember, if you get knocked down, don't stay down. Get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine, Wabanaki Territory.
I'm black and I'm proud! Yes!
I wonder would you say that for me one more time? Everybody say, have a party for me. Have us a party. Everybody swear. Everybody swear. Dance to the music. Dance to the music. On the radio, honey. On the radio. Having a party. Having a party. Everybody swinging. Everybody swinging. Dancing to the music. Dancing to the music. I feel all right now. Oh, okay. I don't wanna quit. I don't wanna quit now. Oh, yeah. Having a party. I don't wanna quit now. It looks like I gotta go. We got that.
If you feel good, all alone, riding in the radio sometime. Riding in the car and the radio's on. Keep on having that party.
How that sound, Sam?
That sounds nice.